Blog Talk Radio.
Evening. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are ready for tonight's show. This is a guest that is a very dear friend of mine. If you guys have listened to Coach Cormier before, you know he is a former teammate of mine from the University of Colorado. This is somebody that has been coaching now at the high school and college level since we were done at the University of Colorado. Very up and coming young coach in Division I football. He's somebody that is known as a dynamic recruiter, being a former player himself. He relates to players, and the kids just hit it off with Coach Cormier. I love bringing Coach Cormier in because he puts it on the table 100%. He gives it to you guys black and white, and he really gives us the tips and advice that we need as young football players to take our game to the next level. So I think we already have Coach Cormier on the line. Let's see if we can get him in here. Hey, Coach, can you hear us?
Yep, I got you loud and clear. T, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man, and I definitely appreciate the time. I know you always have been gracious with your time with us, but I know this is heavy recruiting time for you, so we appreciate it.
No problem, man. No problem.
So where are you laying your head tonight? Are you back home in Houston? You in UNL in Vegas? Are you in L.A.? Where are you at?
Oh, okay. Well, we started off this morning in Southern California, the Inland Empire, and finished up this afternoon out in Las Vegas, kind of cleaning up a few things. And we're getting ready for – we have recruits in. We have 8 recruits in this weekend, so kind of – getting ready for not a big weekend, but a real important weekend.
Definitely. And I know that the first Wednesday in February is right around the corner. For those that don't know, that's the first time that school athletes can officially sign. So far you hear kids make commitments, and then they get to put pen to paper and officially sign. Usually when kids make commitments, can you trust the commitment, or is it something that you got to wait till signing day to see if you got them?
Well, it's a lot of times it's depending on the situation. My whole deal in recruiting is based on relationships. So you hope you have a good enough relationship. When someone gives you their word, that means that they're coming. Now, that doesn't always happen, but, you know, you like to think that you're recruiting guys that their word is their – is all they have, you know, and that's what's important. So we like to use the analogy that once you're committed to a relationship, you can't be dating anybody else. So, you know, that's kind of what we look at. Is once we get a verbal commitment, then we're committed to the recruiting to us at the end of the day.
And one of the reasons why I like bringing you on, Seb, is because you've been a player. You know, you're not one of these coaches that just has been around the game and maybe didn't play. You've been a player at a high level, and as you know, we reach out to players and parents. Talk to us a little bit about your recruiting experience, because you were a heavily recruited athlete coming out of Houston, Texas. Was it hard for you to stay focused day in, day out on the grind to get that college scholarship?
It was as hard, you know, I mean, for guys to focus in on, you know, as far as what I did, I tried to stay busy trying to stay as busy as I could and not just get bound down on just the recruiting process. I tried to make sure I was doing stuff that I still enjoyed doing. I was playing football at the time. Then I went straight to track. I also played baseball. So I tried to stay busy because a lot of times when it's just football, I mean, this recruiting process can really wear you down. It can become a stressful thing, especially nowadays with all the social media that's involved.
Do you think it's wise for kids to be on social media during their recruiting process?
All the kids are on it. And whether or not, as far as saying it's wise, I mean, it's what they do. So you don't want to, they have to be smart with it and manage it and understand that every little thing that they put out there. I mean, we have every college and we have guys, and all they do is look at the kids' social media. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. We and what recruits are doing through social media.
And I know that we're calling and talking from a distance. Wherever you're at right now, stay where you're at because you were fading in and out a little bit right there, Coach. But you chose to go to the University of Colorado. There's some kids, like you said, you're hosting some kids at UNLV this weekend. This may be their first trip. This may be their second or third trip. What do you think are three of the top factors that all young athletes should choose or look at when they're on their recruiting trips?
Well, I think the main factor is always just, first of all, the academics. They have the major that you want to major in. And you always want to look at that. You want to look at just the bond on the coaching staff and also the players, kind of someone you feel comfortable with. And then the thing I always try to tell the guys is, you know, well, if they have your major and you like the guys that you're around, the last thing you need to look at is that if you take football out of the equation, do you see yourself living here? Do you see yourself going to school here? And take football out of the equation, you know, because, I mean, during the football season is one thing, but also the college experience is another thing. And just kind of do you see yourself there outside of football? If something were to happen, knock on wood, you get injured, you can't play anymore, do you see yourself being able to still be able to focus and take care of your business there?
Great advice right there, and hopefully all you young players that are in the process or about to go through it are really paying attention to what Coach is talking about. In your opinion, and shoot it to us straight, that's why we call this the locker room. In your opinion, do you think Division I football, college football, is a business? You breaking up. Go ahead again, Coach.
Going to be thrown around in the deal. And I mean, it's definitely a business. And it's a big business, and it's getting bigger and bigger by the year. So I mean, it's part of the deal. You know, when you're recruiting, and whenever you're making your decisions. I mean, we're always bringing in guys to go replace the next guy. I mean, that's just the way it is. And our job, and that's part of our job, is to bring in a player to come take the next man's job. And then that guy's job we're trying to take. It's his job to hang on to it, to keep it. You know what I mean? So that's part of it. It's definitely a business.
One thing that I wanted to definitely bring up is because we have some young men, some of our athletes going through this situation right now. What's your opinion as far as coaching changes? If I'm a young man and I'm getting recruited by Kansas State and then they have a coaching change, should I expect that I still have that offer? Or do I have to get in contact with that new staff and find out if I still have an offer?
Well, that's the name of the game is communication. You know, hopefully, you know, if coaching changes happen, you know, there'll be guys in the support staff or someone else involved, that are, you know, that can help you out. You know, that it's someone you can reach. It's someone that. So I would definitely reach out to the program just to kind of see where you stand and what's the timetable to be looking at.
And a lot of these kids, coaches, they don't really realize, they understand that they're getting a scholarship and maybe a full scholarship, but they don't realize the financial implications of that. for those that are out of state, the kids that you guys will give scholarships to this year out of the state of Nevada, how much is that financially? How much money is that if they stay for 4 or 5 years?
You know, it comes out to go 4 years.
Coach, can you hear me? You're breaking up a little bit. Can you hear me? Okay, so it looks like we lost Coach Cormier right there. Stay with us because hopefully we'll have him on here again shortly. But what he was getting to is, you guys, this is a financial investment from the university. You know, they say scholarship offer, but these are bills that have to be paid, and it is definitely money coming to you as an athlete. And in their case, it's over $100,000 if you're an out-of-state kid going to UNLV. So it looks like we have Coach Cormier back on. Let's see if we can get him in here. Hey, Coach,
can you hear us? Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
That,
so, no problem. You cut out when you were talking about the financial commitment that you guys have when you offer a kid.
Oh yeah. Well, I was saying it comes out. You know, it's a finance. And that's what I tell guys when I'm on you, when I'm sitting on those couches talking to them, their family. We're gonna, you know, it's basically someone's giving you close to $100,000 check and saying, here, you know, here you go. You're gonna here's your books. Here's your room and board, here's everything you need to do, all your tools and resources we're giving you. And it's on you to go ahead and graduate, because at the end of 4 or 5 years, that's on you. You know, and that's the thing. We're going to get, if we give you a $100,000 check, we're going to get every dime out of you. We're going to get every single cent out of you. You know, so it's why not go ahead and take advantage of your opportunity there? Because we're going to get everything out of you, so you need to apply yourself also.
Definitely. Well put right there. And as far as this year, how many kids do you guys plan on signing?
We plan on signing, we're probably going to bring in a class of 21 guys.
And do you guys prefer to go junior college route, or do you like to stick to the high school kids?
Well, we do both. I mean, we actually have 4 mid-year JC signees coming in now. They actually enroll on Tuesday. So we have 4 guys coming in. So we're going to sign 17 high school kids.
Gotcha. And when these kids come in, can you generally get a feel if you're going to actually get the kid, or do you know right away, oh, we have no chance at that one?
Well, you know, you just never know. You know, sometimes it's a feel. You know, sometimes you look at kind of how the kid is too. I mean, you know, us, it's a pecking order. We definitely understand that in this deal. It's definitely a pecking order, and we realize that. You know, some guys are probably untouchable to us, or it'd be a long shot. Some guys are right there in our ballpark. So our goal is to get the ones that we know we can get. You know, and we don't want to settle for anyone. We want to try to get the best player.
Perfectly put right there. And for those that are joining us right now, we are in the BYGP locker room. I'm your host, Coach Terrence Wood. We've been graced with the time of Coach Cedric Cormier from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV running Rebels. And a very big-time program. I think you guys played Michigan recently within the last couple years. You've played against prime competition within your conference. If you were talking to a recruit, what would you say about playing football at UNLV in the Mountain West Conference?
Well, I would say about the Mountain West Conference, it is a very, very competitive conference. I mean, from top to bottom, you look at it, I mean, it's a very, very competitive conference. We play big-time games out of our conference also. You know, so, I mean, we on our schedule, I mean, friends, next year we're going to, this year we played at the Rose Bowl, and then let me rephrase it. Guys are right now, the guys are going in their third year. They would have played at the Big House in Michigan, at the Rose Bowl, and then next year they're going to play at the Horseshoe up in up in Columbus, Ohio. So that's three straight years of us playing big time ball, you know, against, you know, the so called big boys. And then when we get in our conference, it's a very, very competitive conference. And everyone, every night you go out there, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very close-knit game. It's going to be a very tight game. I mean, it's not a big margin for error. So, I mean, it's a fun conference. It's been an offensive conference in the past, but now the defenses are getting a lot better. So it's a fun conference to be a part of.
Yeah, and it sounds like you guys are definitely scoring points up there and playing some good ball. When you look at recruits, I know you're on the road right now and you're talking to people about transcripts and test scores. Would you recruit a young man if he hasn't taken an SAT or an ACT by now and he's a high school senior?
Well, if he's a high school senior, the deal is if he hasn't taken the test, he can't even take a trip. He can't even go on a recruiting trip. I mean, so that's first and foremost. So he can't even take a visit to our campus if he's not taking the test. And I mean, to be honest with you, T, at this point, if a guy hasn't taken the test yet, we wonder how serious he really is about being a college athlete.
No, that's a great point. If you're off time with the timeline, how serious really are you? So if a kid has taken the test, but maybe he's close, but he isn't officially there, you guys may still consider bringing him on a trip.
Oh yeah. I mean, once you have the test, I mean, different guy. I mean, and I'm honest with all my guys. I didn't pass the test until March of my senior year after signing day. You know, so I didn't become eligible until March of my senior year, and that was after signing day. So I mean, you know, you're hanging there with guys, and you know, it takes some guys a little bit more time. You know, some guys are great test takers. Some guys, you know, just it may take a little time, but the simple fact that, you know, you really gauge it on the athlete also.
Great point. How do you evaluate, and we've got roughly another 10 minutes or so here with Coach Cormier, and once again, thank you for your time, but how do you evaluate whether or not a guy can survive over there and thrive in Vegas? I know that there's a lot that comes with Vegas and some temptation for the young guys. How do you evaluate whether or not you think a kid can handle it?
You know, it's all about the person. You know, you do your research, and we go around the schools. We do, you know, we don't just talk to the coach. We talk to the guys at the front office. We talk to security guards. We talk to other sports. We try to talk to counselors. We try to get a lot of information on the kid, understand his character. So really it depends on the kid. And a lot of it has to do, you know, just with who he is. But we also believe in if you want to find trouble, you'll find trouble. You can get in trouble anywhere. You know, so it's about getting them surrounded in the right group and you know, and making the right decision on the person himself.
Great point, because you hear all the time about some of these kids in these small college towns still getting in trouble. So that's a great point right there. When you guys start talking about kids as a coaching staff that you may offer a scholarship to, does it get down to a straight-up vote for a particular kid, or – how do you guys determine which ones are the final ones?
Well, it's kind of just they all go through a evaluation process. You know, every kid goes through the evaluation process. So we take them through it. It goes from the area recruiter who has the regional area. Then it goes to the position coach. Then it goes to the offensive or defensive coordinator. And then it gets to the head coach. So the head coach ultimately has the final say.
Okay, and as far as early playing time, you know all these kids want to play early. They think that, you know, they're going to be just like Sam Darnold. What do you think, or did Sam Darnold redshirt up at USC?
He redshirted.
Yeah, he redshirted, so
yeah,
that's not a good issue.
Yeah, he redshirted.
Maybe like Jalen Hurts. They all think they're going to be the next Jalen Hurts. What's the determining factor as far as whether or not a kid is ready to play early? Do you guys typically already know that when you're signing them up, or do you kind of wait till training camp?
Well, a lot of times, you know, some guys you have a good feel for, they would benefit from a red shirt. Some guys you just feel would benefit from it. And some guys are ready-made to come play. You know, they're just the way it is. Some guys are Some guys are ready-made to get in there and go step in there and play. But what we all tell them when they first get here, come in expecting to play. Come in ready to go. And then we'll go from there. But we tell them to all come in ready to play.
Okay, so you guys aren't afraid to put a young pup out there?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, if they're ready to play, they play.
I hear you right there, and that's what the kids want to hear. If you deserve to be out there, you'll be out there. A few more questions, Coach Cedric Cormier, and then we'll let you go. And then, once again, I know you're hitting the road, so thanks so much. Talk to the kids, because a lot of these young kids don't know as far as the burning bridges, how we don't want to burn bridges because, you know, a coach may be here one day at the small school, but he may be at a bigger school the next year. We have somebody we're acquainted with, Coach Vance Joseph. He was coaching us up at CU, and now he's the head coach for the Denver Broncos. So can you talk to the kids a little bit about never burning bridges?
Well, I actually lived it. I was talking to someone the other day. I was fortunate enough. I got recruited by LSU when I was coming out. As you know, as you said earlier, T, we played at Colorado. I chose Colorado. Yeah, but one of the coaches on the staff, he wasn't the one officially recruiting me, but one of the guys on the staff by the name of Mike Haywood. I ended up not going there, but Mike Haywood became the coach at Miami, Ohio, 12 years after I graduated. 12 years after I graduated. I never went to that school, but, you know, I mean, I handled myself well during recruiting and was gracious. And 12 years later, became the head coach of Miami, Ohio, and he hired me on the staff. So I didn't even go to the school that they were recruiting me, but he ended up hiring me just based on, you know, he remembered me from recruiting.
Wow, that's a great story right there. And it's a good old boy network. So you guys, even though you may not go or want to go to a particular school, do not shun that recruiter. Do not try to make him feel like a fool because you don't want to go there, because you may see him later on down the road when you're looking for a pro shot or to transfer to another college. So you guys stay cool with everybody calling you. And then as far as walk-ons, I know that there's a difference between a preferred walk-on and then a general walk-on. Can you tell our audience what a preferred walk-on is?
A preferred walk-on is a guy that probably, you know, probably had some recruiting, you know, that was probably, you know, on the borderline, had some offers from somewhere else, and it just wasn't the right offer that he wanted to go for a scholarship. And what it is, he got guaranteed a spot on the roster from another college to walk on. Because a lot of times, you know, some walk-ons, some places you have to go through a tryout, you have to do a walk-on try. You probably can't start until the second semester, but a preferred walk-on is able to come in right away and start right when everyone else starts.
Okay, perfect right there. And if I'm a high school senior right now, and obviously the football season is done, recruiting's been going on. If I'm a high school senior or a junior college sophomore, and I'm not, my phone's not really ringing, I might not really have anything on the table right now. Should I be concerned?
Well, you know, so much concern. I wouldn't say the word concern. I would say more proactive. You know, I would say just be proactive. If your phone's not ringing, get out there, and you may have to reach out. You may have to do some calling rather than waiting on the phone to ring. You may have to do some calling or do something. Send extra film. You know, get out there and reach back out to guys in your area that, you know, that have come through your school. I would reach out to your high school coach or your junior college coach and just say, hey, coach, can you please send my film to this school there? Or just, I would more so reach out rather than just wait on the phone to ring all the time.
Perfect right there. And as far as when you guys are pretty much ready at UNLV, Coach Sanchez says, hey, pull the trigger, offer that kid right there. Have you guys ever offered a young man without talking to his current high school or junior college coach?
No. That is definitely a rule from our head coach that he is all about. We cannot offer anyone or do any of that stuff till we've talked to a head coach.
So it's definitely big for these kids to stay in good grace with their current coach.
Oh yeah, yeah. You have to keep your coach in the loop about what's going on. You know, so that's something. That's one of the first things we will not offer a guy unless we've talked to his coach.
Okay, so hey, hopefully you guys are paying attention to that. I know the season's done, but don't just ditch your old coach. Keep him in the loop and go around the athletic department or his coach's office and make sure that he's thinking about you and you're thinking about him, so that when those schools come around and ask about you, he gives you a good word. A couple more questions here for Coach Cormier, and we're going to let him go. And once again, definitely appreciate the time. As far as signing day, all of these kids watch ESPN. They're looking at scout.com. They're aware of when signing day is, and they watch all the hoopla. But a lot of things go on sometimes after signing day. Do you guys at UNLV sign kids after the first day of signing day?
Yes, we've done that before. I mean, a lot of times, I know we want to sign 21 guys, but we want to sign the right 21. So if something happens where we only sign 20 or we sign 19, we'll go with 19 and we'll have two more scholarships out there to give out. So it doesn't happen all the time, but it's happened before, and I know a lot of colleges that do that.
Yeah, because these kids get so worked up about the actual signing day, and they want to have family there, and you have to slow them down sometimes and say, hey, you might not have the right school on signing day, but maybe the right school will come a week later or 2 weeks later. So just keeping everybody up to date. Last but not least, and once again, this is a home run for us and our audience, but I want to leave you with this question. I know that you have a young son that's an athlete at home, Deion Cormier, and we don't know yet whether he's going the basketball route or the football route, but what does Dad tell Deion Cormier about what it takes to get a college scholarship?
Well, what I tell him is that he has to understand that everyone, that there's a million other kids out there working hard, you know, and what separates you? You know what I mean? And we always tell him that there's a line drawn, so you want to be. And I say, the first thing first, you got to take care of your academics, because that gets you above the line, the academic part. Athleticism, everyone's pretty good athlete, but academics will get you above the line. And obviously, if you got work ethic, you'll be fine. So that's the one that I would tell him. You have strong work ethic and take care of your on and off the field. Right? And then my deal is, I've been telling him lately, don't worry about number 2 through 100. Find someone that number one guy, and you go push that number one. That's the guy you want to go catch. If you want to go catch number one, don't worry about number 2 through 100. Go catch that number one guy. So that's when we always want to strive to be the best.
Wow, you knocked it out the park as usual, brother. And I know that you are gunning and having some long nights. And I just wish you the best of luck with this recruiting class. And thank you so much for your time.
All right, T, no problem, man.
All right, so there you guys have it. That is Coach Cedric Cormier. Once again, very dear friend of mine. I consider him a brother, somebody I came into college with at the young age of 18, and we both grew up together. But right now he's doing amazing things in big-time college football, and he may be calling one of you guys' phone one day. So you got to keep your act together. There are some key things that I took away from his show. He said, no tests, no trips. If you haven't taken the SAT or the ACT as a junior college sophomore or a high school senior, don't count on anybody offering you a recruiting trip. They can't do it. He talked about taking football out of the equation when you make your decision, when you're going through the recruiting process. Where could I stay and actually maybe one day live and build a life? You know, I met my wife at the University of Colorado, so it's bigger than just football. He said, draw a line, you know, and academics will get you above that line. Great academics will catch a college recruiter's attention. because they know that you're bigger than just an athlete. You're a real student athlete. So some huge things that we took away from tonight's show. If you didn't get to hear last Thursday's show, we had clinical psychologist Judd Johns, who's actually a former player and teammate of mine, on. He had some key things to say about stress, about depression, about how to optimize your game mentally. So if you didn't get to hear Dr. Judd Johns' show, please go to www.beforeyougopro.com. In the top right-hand corner, you will find a microphone with all of our other social networking links. Click on that microphone, and you can access our archive shows. So huge opportunity for you guys to get gamed up, to learn the business of football, and really take advantage and be a step ahead of the competition, you guys. This definitely is a business that I want you guys to take advantage of, both on and off the field. So, hey, hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, signing off for BYGP and the rest of the BYGP family. Have a wonderful evening. We'll be right back.